Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the president of Truckee Meadows Community College, Dr. Karen Hilgeson, and plus on the Power Pundit panel, Marcia Burt Begler, Cecilia Colling, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Dr. Karen Hilgeson, who is the president of Truckee Meadows Community College. I hope I got that right.
You did. Hi, Sam.
How are you?
Good.
How are you enjoying Northern Nevada so far?
Love it. It's absolutely beautiful.
I wanted to get straight to issues here and talk about the letter that Mark Johnson, the president of UNR, put out a couple of days ago concerning immigration. What are your thoughts on that? Do you agree with him in regard to Truckee Meadows Community College?
So to be perfectly honest with you, I've had back-to-back meetings for the last 72 hours, even on Sunday. And so I did read the letter very, very quickly, and I guess I'm still processing it. At Truckee Meadows Community College right now, we have about 50 international students. We plan to build that program, and really significant efforts are underway in student services right now because we'd like to have 200 students in the next couple of years. And anything related to immigration can potentially have an effect on student visas, right? And so we will definitely watch it. I think my initial thoughts are that I just wish that our administration would have maybe taken a little more time to pay attention to the details. I think if you sometimes act very, very hastily, you end up hurting people that you did not intend to hurt. On the other hand, you know, of course, there's been a lot of violence in the world, and I know that we need to try to get a handle on it. So my primary concern is, are there any effects on our 50 students? And at this point, I think the short answer is no. They're all home and safe and attending classes, but we'll need to watch it.
And do you offer, as UNR does, any services for them if they are having problems?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we have a team of people dedicated to trying to make their educational studies smooth. And the reason why I feel that having a nice international program is important is it's not just to the benefit of the international students. It's to the benefit of our domestic students, because ultimately we want to educate global citizens, people who understand how to communicate and how to operate in the greater world around them. And when we don't offer them friendships and when we don't offer them the perspectives of others, we're really not doing our job as a college. And so we're really excited about putting more of our resources into expanding our program, a program that really has a solid foundation already, which is terrific.
And the Northern Nevada International Center, headed up by Karina Black, who's been a guest several times on this program, brings a phenomenal amount of foreign students and professionals from around the world via the State Department. And I think that that's been a tremendous asset to Truckee Meadows Community College over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. I guess you're done with that one. Let's move on to the legislature. The community colleges have really gotten the short stick at the legislative sessions for the last few sessions. Tremendous cutbacks, not so much at Truckee Meadows Community College. You've taken some, but at Western Nevada College and down in Carson City and Elko, both of them have taken major hits. What are you hoping for out of this session beyond what the governor has proposed so far?
Well, I'm actually hoping that the governor's budget stands. I'm really delighted with the governor's budget and how it is very, very helpful to sustaining great public higher education in the state of Nevada, especially for in all the INCHI institutions, including community colleges and universities. I think that more than anything, states that have strong public higher educational systems are states that will succeed. And I think you're seeing that in Nevada. I mean, it's not an accident that Tesla, Panasonic, and Switch are moving to Nevada. And I think part of what those companies recognize is that we have the infrastructure through our public higher educational systems to do what's needed to be done so that they can really be at the leading edge of a new worldwide economy. I can't imagine being in a more exciting place. I really feel fortunate to have gotten the job. I really do. It's just really, it's exciting. And so I think the governor's budget really did exactly what INCHI asked for and exceeded that a bit because some of us, like myself, were surprised by the 2% COLA, pleasantly surprised. And it's at 4% over the biennium, of course. But that's really terrific. I mean, all of that helps. I think the only shortcoming with the budget is a few years back, I understand that we were asked to develop merit pay structures, and those merit pay structures are not funded. You know, so we might just have to figure out another method around that. But other than that, the money that community colleges are scheduled to get for career and tech ed funding, for expanding capacity, for some of our caseload growth, these are all new dollars that really will sustain the excellent work that we do. And I should also add, Sam, that everything is relative. Everything is relative. I just came from a state, from a very small community college that had been very, very hard hit for many years with no real solution in sight, truly. And so to come to Nevada at such a great time is just so, so lucky for me personally, because I'm an innovator. That's my nature. I like trying new things. And to be in a place for several years where I just really had zero resources to do that was upsetting for me. And now to be in a place where we do have resources and we've got some excellent faculty and staff and management, and we can do a lot with the dollars in that budget. So I just hope the budget prevails.
Lance Gilman, who's one of the heads of Tahoe Reno mm-hmm. Industrial Center, has spoken over the past year or so about a major project that's coming to TRI that's still in the process of being negotiated that is bigger than Switch and Tesla put together. So my question to you is,
what
you
is know, it?
There are non-disclosure rules, and doesn't disclose. The bottom line for me is, though, can UNR and TMCC keep up with, you know, the number of students that are going to be needed to be turned out to accommodate these kind of businesses?
I think the short answer is yes, we can keep up. However, there is a problem that we need to work through, and the problem is, how do we help residents understand that these programs, short-term training certificates, for example, are available to them, oftentimes at no cost? I mean, we recently received a $175,000 state grant, which will, much of those dollars will be used to offset the cost of tuition for short-term workforce training certificates. You know, these are options, and it's very hard to get the word out to high schoolers or people who graduated from high school in that a few years ago, so between the ages of, you know, 22 and 26. We know that between the ages of 18 and 24, many of those students, over 80,000 of them in the state of Nevada, have no post-secondary education. That's a problem. That's a problem. And so part of the problem here is the marketing message. And there are entities now coming forward and saying, gee, let us try to give you some dollars to help get the word out. And it's not just helping the community college. It's really helping industry through the community college system or the university system get the trained workforce that they need. Ultimately, it does create jobs. It does drive up wages. It creates prosperous communities. And I think that's in the end what it's all about, that we want to have not just a prosperous community, but a happy community too, right? And so I think that in the state of Nevada, we have systems in place and good decision makers in place to make it work.
I think in Northern Nevada, in my experience over the last 30 plus years, that you're going to make half the people happy, the other half not so much. Let's take a break. More with the president of Truckee Meadows Community College right after this.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the president of Truckee Meadows Community College, and that's Dr. Karen Hilgersum. How do you plan to approach the legislature? Are you going to do it under the guidance and lobbying efforts of the chancellor, or do you plan to go to the legislature and lobby independently for Truckee Meadows Community College?
So I think the short answer is both, that Truckee Meadows Community College, as you know, is part of the NSHE system. The chancellor is my boss. I think he's done a wonderful job in the last few months helping educate the legislators and new and not so new as to some of the most recent concerns in the system. So we definitely have key points that are system shared, and I'm a big supporter of those key points. I think they're spot on. But there might be some things that come up related specifically to Truckee Meadows Community College, things that don't necessarily require a fiscal note, but could have some symbolic support, I guess, where some of our local legislators, they need to understand what's going on so they can sort of spread the word. And your earlier point around how do we get people to say they want to work for these huge projects out at the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Park, that they understand there are workforce options there. You know, those are things that some of the local legislators might want to help Truckee Meadows Community College and our other partners with.
Are there other issues that you think need more attention?
You know, there are. There are some long-term issues that
For
I
example.
Don't, and I'll give you one, but I don't think these necessarily need to have a lot of focus this session, but these are things that I think we need to hopefully look forward to in the next session. I think part-time faculty is a concern. I think that, you know, we are heavily reliant in NSHE on part-time faculty, and I'd like to do a better job addressing some of the part-time faculty needs. And that could be anywhere from just office space and having buildings so that we can have enough offices to offer our part-time faculty, right? Even shared office space. And it can also be things related to part-time faculty compensation. You know, I think those are a concern. I also think part-time students. I mean, one of the things at Truckee Meadows Community College, one of the things we share in common with the College of Southern Nevada, CSN, is the majority of our students are part-time students. And it's because they have jobs, they have families to tend to. These are very, very busy people. And yet somewhere in their deep down soul, they decide that they're going to come to college, which is pretty, pretty amazing and pretty wonderful. So I think there's probably more that we can do to help our part-time students really commit to college and try to get done in a timely way. Not necessarily, you know, I'm going to have my bachelor's degree in 4 years, but timely, considering I have a job and I'm raising a family and I have young children at home. Maybe it'll take me 6 years to get that done. And that ought to be okay. That's fine. But I think there's probably more we can do for those students, too, to help them succeed and to understand that these students are working super hard, you know, and we should be very proud of them.
Let me ask you this. There's been an idea floated for the last year or two about breaking away the community colleges into a separate entity. Are you in favor of that?
Absolutely not. I don't get it. I really don't. And part of the reason I don't get it is there are problems within systems. And I've spent my 30 years of my community college career in systems. And there was only one state that I worked in that really wasn't very systemic, and that was Oregon. But the other states I've worked in have had systems. Every system has issues. Its systems are complex entities. And when one part of the system makes a movement, it can affect everyone else. So systems are challenging, but I also think they're stronger in the end. And so I think ENSHE is a very good system. So I don't understand the solution. I do understand that there are some problems within ENSHE, like every system I've worked in, but I don't understand how the proposed solution, creating another system that's not connected to higher educational partners that have to do a lot of work together to create a really strong public higher educational system.
Okay, so we're out of time right now, but NevadaNewsmakers.com is the website, and you can go in there and type in either John Galtney or Carol Lucy, and you will hear a lot of the reasons from former presidents of why they think it's a good idea, and you'll get a little balance there. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We look forward to having you back.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with our Power Pundit panel we held over from the previous half hour. Cecilia Colling is here, chair of the Washoe Dems, Marcia Burke Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner, and Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com. So, Cecilia, let's look at the broader swath of things that Donald Trump has done through executive orders in the early stages. And I should point out that just because you have executive orders does not mean to say that those things are going to stand. In fact, Mark Amaday has been very strident in the last week of saying that it's the duty of Congress to pick the mantle, for example, of immigration, that Donald Trump is able to do what he's doing because Congress is not doing what it should be doing, and that if people are mad, they shouldn't be mad at Trump. They should be mad at Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan for not allowing these things to come to the floor.
Wow. This is the guy that called the Democrats crybabies? Oh, that's interesting. I think that the president has acted impulsively for a week, and he thinks he's on a reality TV show. And he acts that way. The immigration order was not well thought out. It was done in a sloppy fashion. It caused chaos, and it really impacted people's lives. Even a woman died trying to get medical treatment in all of this confusion. And, you know, the daily chaos is stressful. It's counterproductive. And, you know, the Congress has failed to act in a responsible manner for years and years. And his impulsive actions are just making things twice, three times as bad.
Marcia?
I couldn't agree less. I think he's Donald Trump, and I think he uses a lot of rhetoric. He uses a lot of boastfulness, but I think...
But he's the president.
Yes, and that's okay.
And no, it isn't. It isn't okay for the president.
It's certainly okay for the president to do that. He needs to... What Americans need to do is step back, take a deep breath, and let him do his job. You know, he's been in office a very short period of time, and so he's done a lot of things that he felt needed to be done. That's his job. He was elected by the people of America to do the job, and that's what he's doing. And so was there a lot of chaos from
immigration bill?
Immigration. Sorry, I just lost the word. I just want to write it right away. There was a lot of stuff from the immigration. I agree. And it could have been handled a little bit better. I absolutely agree with that. Do I think he needs to do an investigation about whether or not the Russians or anyone else was involved in screwing up the election? I don't agree with that. I don't think there was illegal. There were illegal voters who voted. And so, therefore, he lost the popular vote because of that. I don't think that's important. I think he has more important things to do, and I think he needs to move on and work on those.
Okay, Cecilia, quick response.
Well, he needs to stop thinking about his ego and fixating on things that are not really that important. And, you know, he just shows his immaturity all the time.
Okay, Andy, we've got about 45 seconds here. This has been the biggest fundraising opportunity for Democrats and Planned Parenthood and others, and in terms of organization that I've ever seen.
Subscribe to the Barbed Wire Confidential at NevadaLabor.com and BallotBoxing.us. We have a narcissistic psychopath in the presidency. I mean, the man's mentally ill, demonstrably. And the best thing that Democrats and the public has going for it is that the infighting and the internal greed of those in power will stymie a lot of things that the narcissistic psychopath and the damage he wants to do.
And that's where we have to leave it. A fascinating discussion. More to come. We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
On the next broadcast, Congresswoman Dina Titus. It'll be quite the show. We'll see you then.